Okay, at this time I'd like to introduce the married couple in Monroe Crossing. Our bass player and our fiddle player are not only married, they're married to each other. And they're going to pose and do the cultural portion of the program. We call this Bluegrass Gothic. There you go. We did that joke in Germany, and they didn't get it. We told them to look up American Gothic, and then like 5 minutes later, there's all this laughing in German, which is really cool. Well, our bass player comes from the great state of Wisconsin. He is, among other things, a Packer backer.
Whoa. I did hear people booing. Yeah, I moved here, 1984, so like 40 years ago. 41, and it was hard giving up professional football, but you know, I always liked the color purple, and I found in Minnesota it's always on sale. So, you know, that's, I used to talk about the Vikings, I'd tell the truth and people would laugh, so I've quit doing that. But I will talk about the new stadium, because to me it's still new, I'm that old. And I've noticed they've started doing drone footage. They fly a drone over the stadium on whatever is going on down there. And I've noticed that from above, it looks like the bottom of a V-hull boat, which I think is an amazing metaphor for a team that's been capsized longer than I've been alive. And all of you people who are booing me right now, go ahead. In fact, I encourage it. Everybody, let's... Boo! Beautiful, thank you. You see, I am a Wisconsin boy, and there's nothing a Wisconsin boy likes better than booze. So the more the merrier, bring it on. I'll be right over here, thank you very much.
Why are you wearing purple?
All right, Wisconsin, we established he's from Wisconsin. He's a Packer backer. Well, he started music as a drummer in a punk rock band. He played punk rock for many, many years. And similar to Derek, a friend introduced him to bluegrass, and he switched over to the bass, and he's been playing bluegrass bass ever since. He also sings harmonies with the band, writes songs, does our sound, is our driver, and he's the bounciest bass player in bluegrass music. Let's hear it for Mark Anderson. Well, Lisa here has some cousins in the audience. Where are the cousins? Right over there. Hello, cousins. Family reunion. Well, her mom and dad are from northern Minnesota, but they have been they've lived all over the world. And Lisa was born in Nigeria, Africa. And she's been singing her whole life and has an amazing voice. She plays anything with strings on it, but is just a fantastic fiddle player and old time and bluegrass or whatever she wants to play. And she writes great songs for the band. So many wonderful songs. Now, are we going to do it? No, this is Mark's song. Mark wrote this next one. Welcome one of the finest female bluegrass singers in bluegrass music, Lisa Fugley.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me through, I don't know where I'm going.
Well, Mark wrote this next tune about my parents' hometown church outside of Yulin, Minnesota. And we have family here, so we'll send this out to them. It's called the Atlanta Church.